Is it possible to restore a pastor who sinned sexually but who is repentant? Or is such a pastor disqualified because he no longer meets the qualification of above reproach? I'm afraid if I answer this the way I should, it will give so much license to restore pastors too quickly. But since I should, I should. Ultimately, I think the answer is yes. A pastor who has sinned sexually can be a pastor again. But, and I say that just because of the grace of God and the fact that above reproach can be restored, probably. But here's the catch. To restore it and to have trust. You see, forgiveness comes quickly, expensively, and immediately on repentance. But trust doesn't, cannot. If a pastor has betrayed his people, and has wounded a church grievously, wounded his wife grievously, he can be forgiven like that, wiped away. The blood of Jesus covers it. But as far as reestablishing trust, which is essential to a shepherd, sheep, and a wife-husband relation, how long does that take? Decade? So, a long time, till memories are healed. And very practically, I think this is what I would say. A man who commits adultery, say, in the ministry, should immediately resign and look for other work. And he should make no claim on the church at all. Get another kind of job and go about his life humbly, receiving the discipline and sitting and receiving ministry, whether in that church or another church. And the church should turn that around if it believes it should, not him. There's so many who fall, who insert themselves quickly in another kind of ministry. And that's just, I think, an evidence that they don't fathom